Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone. It's amazing that Dan Ratcliffe comes in every morning and does that live for our show, and it always sounds spotless.
He's so good. He doesn't have much to do.
Welcome to The Harvest. We're so glad you're able to join us today. We hope that today's show honors our Lord by blessing you with information and inspiration. I am Hans, and my best friend is sitting next to me, Amy.
You my best friend, too. Well, good morning, everyone. Oh, my gosh. So if you hear a little giddiness in our voice, it's the holidays, and we are seeking joy in the midst of chaos and hecticness and busyness.
The stress of our children taking finals.
Oh, yes.
Somehow, you know.
It becomes our stress. Your stress is my stress, Mom.
Yeah.
So we've been praying them up and praying for clear minds and that God would just bring everything back to clear focus for them when that piece of paper is put in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, because there is nothing better than an education in this world to be impactful. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us on The Harvest. And I want to thank Senior Provisions, as they were mentioned by Dan Ratcliffe earlier in our intro. And Senior Provisions, we are a family-owned, faith-based company, and our advisors help families navigate through senior care options. There's no cost for our services, and you get a trusted resource to help you on your journey of finding senior care. So check us out at www.seniorprovisions.com. It's never too early to start planning and start getting some answers to your senior care questions. So we would be honored and privileged. And if you know someone who is going through a tough time trying to find some senior care, give them our number. We would love to help them.
So why don't you give them our number?
That's a great idea. So they can call directly and go to our website, or they can call us at 888-979-TRUE. So that's 888-979-8783, which spells out TRUE.
I almost went into a Seinfeld tailspin with Cosmo Kramer, his phone number becoming very similar to the phone number for this new movie info line, where you could find out where movies were playing and what area, what theater you're looking for.
I remember that. Why don't you just
Why
give
don't
them?
You just tell me what zip code you're calling from?
So everyone's listening going, what does this have to do with senior care? Yeah. So you tell them today what senior care topic we're going to be talking about. Do we have a question that came in?
We do, but I want to introduce it this way. We've kind of been stringing along a couple of intentional, purposeful topics through Thanksgiving and into Christmas and into New Year's. So we've talked about signs of the seasons, what to look for when you're visiting family for the first time in probably many months. And then we talked about the things you see there, what to do with them, and the information gathering that comes after that when you're concerned about finding and supporting them. And you go online and end up giving away all your private information, and you get...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, you get bogged
do
down.
That.
So that was, I think, last week. And
yep.
So this week, we want to give you some tools. And it comes, it's inspired by a question from Joan, who writes us And she's asking because she's walking into the season two where she's going to be in the midst of her grandchildren. And so Joan writes to us, what are some activities that I could do with my grandkids over the holidays? I want to make some memories and make the most of this time together. My grandchildren's ages are from 8 to 16.
Wow, that's quite a blessing, first of all, that you all are coming together. And then what an age range. So great question. So we're going to be talking about intergenerational activities and some things specific to the holidays, but some basic kind of tools that you can carry on throughout the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we prefer and want to honor God by grounding our discussion in his word. Mm-hmm. So what's our word?
Psalms 105, for the Lord, your God is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness continues to all generations.
Oh, that is a great word. This is actually a scripture in our Harvest Homebound training that we have it on our kind of our laminated cheat sheet that we send out with visitation teams. This is a good word because it's so important, I think, and it's mandated in God's word, really, for the generations, the older generations, to come alongside the younger generations and speak into their circumstances and to pass on that legacy. There's some other scripture that talk about actually it's a scripture I'm going to get to later, but you're talking about, I'm going to tell of the good things that you have done in my life, God. Mm-hmm. So I will say, you know, we have small children a few years back. We have teenagers now. And when we go visit my grandparents, there's a little anxiety, I think, on both sides. And I would just want to kind of say it's not always an easy thing, especially in these modern kind of technology times, for families to get together and not have some anxiety about what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. What are we going to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage you as you are looking, and we've got we have a family gathering this Saturday. We've got another family gathering on Christmas Day. We're going to be in prayer proactively, mm-hmm. and we are going to be seeking to have joy in the moment and to be open to learning new things, discussing things that maybe are not, you know, the things that are the important to me, but being open to wisdom that could be passed along. And we're going to talk a little bit about this intergenerational action, interaction, mm-hmm. and how the benefits for both parties. But anyway, I just want to encourage you to begin with prayer.
Right. I think that's excellent. And prepare yourself physically, too, is another great thing to be mindful of. A good nap always makes the afternoon go well.
Exactly. And if you do have toddlers coming, catching a nap with them is ideal. That's
yes.
a great intergenerational
the
activity.
The golden days of that those ages matching up just right, where you both look forward to the afternoon nap.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, let's just kind of talk about the nuts and bolts of this. I mean, first and foremost, this provides the opportunity for both age groups to learn something, which I think is a great thing out of that experience is, you know, the grandma and grandpa could teach a game that they used to play that the kids could have, you know, no recollection or no knowledge of, and vice versa. This is a new game that the kids are playing and they want to teach grandma and grandpa. So you both have the opportunity to learn, but also interestingly enough, the youth get the opportunity to teach, which I think is a great experience to have when they're in the throes of school and everything's being taught to them and they don't get the voice that I think that they sometimes struggle to have. And here they are, they get to teach something to grandma and grandpa. I think that's pretty special.
I think so too. Well, the what I love about God's word is that anything he mandates is good for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a promise. That's trustworthiness right there. Anything that God says, do this, it's going to benefit us. And so when we look at the generations getting together, you're absolutely right. They both get to learn some new skills. They both kind of have a sense of purpose for each other. And I guess that transfer of wisdom from the older adult to the younger child, they're building a relationship. And I think we're even more mindful of it as our kids are growing older and are listening to us less, mm-hmm. how important it is to have some other godly adults in our lives and their lives to speak into their life and to correct, to encourage. And you were out in the lobby talking to a pastor before we came into our studio, and you were saying, you know, with families spread out so much, and we've talked about this on other shows, if you don't have your grandchildren right in front of you, guess what? You have someone else's grandchildren that are in your church, in the Sunday school class, in the neighborhood.
And their grandparents likely live in another state. And so you could step in and be that surrogate grandparent during that time in between. I think that's a powerful intergenerational activity there.
Well, and then I also want to say that a huge benefit for older adults is it's being together with the younger generation is invigorating. It's cognitively stimulating, especially if you're learning something new. And we're going to talk about more specific activities after break. But it's just invigorating to be around someone who's laughing and giggling. And so I love that you said rest up, because sometimes it can be a little draining. So making sure that you take some breaks. And when you have activities that are a little more energetic, that you temper them maybe with something that's not as energetic, maybe listening to some music together. We're going to talk about some specifics, but definitely kind of, pace yourself.
Yeah.
Pace yourself.
The other thing I want to add to, we talked about preparing with prayer, preparing with rest. It's no coincidence that the second visit of this dynamic goes better than the first one, because you've kind of figured out the things you like doing together and all of that. So it doesn't hurt to say, hey, you know, you guys are coming to visit, come with your favorite board game, come with your favorite this or that, so that you can teach it to me, so that they already know ahead of time that, you know, this is an activity to look forward to and prepare for. And it definitely goes better that way.
I love that. I love all of these tips. Well, we have been talking about intergenerational activities to do during the holidays or during any time with your with the younger generation. And I think the most important thing is to come together and enjoy each other. And I'm looking forward to this coming weekend to see that. And it's just so encouraging and uplifting. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some specific activities that you can be doing and sharing together. And don't forget, if you are listening now, go on out to our website, seniorprovisions.com, and learn more about us.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back to The Harvest, everyone. Today, we are talking about intergenerational activities for you all to be prepared up for those holiday visits. So we've kind of talked about the fundamentals of what's so great about them and important about them, about your mental health, about reaching the generation before you, and in the biblical context of how important it is to be that witness to them and show a dignity of the aging process and show that you are always prepared to learn new things and that you love them in a way that is special that even their parents can't express. So now we're going to get into specifics about what activities to do. What are some great suggestions of ways to connect disparate ages?
Well, and before we do that, I want to encourage you, if you're listening and you are over a group of older adults in a church congregation, Or maybe you're part of a larger group of seniors that meet on a regular basis. I want to encourage you, go to our website and look at this podcast. You can listen on Saturday Live or go to our webcast or podcast on our website, Intergenerational Activities, and send them the link, because this is great stuff. And we're going to give some real specific things that you can do. So if you're listening, write down these activities. These are some simple things. And when it comes to activities for me and visiting older adults, I believe in keeping things simple and letting kind of stuff develop organically.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think that's great. And also, I would also recommend that this is a topical thing for this season, but this can be and should be happening year round with those grandparents adopting the children in their church community and vice versa. The kids adopting a grandparent that doesn't get to exercise those liberties with their kin. So
we're going to start with my favorite, and that is music. Music transcends generations. And I think one of the best things that you can do with our technology, I mean, we have our phones. Most of us have a smartphone in our hand, and most of our older adults have smartphones in our hands now, too.
Well, that's a great activity that, like, we even do with our kids. We kind of just vicariously just on a road trip or
sitting out on the patio on a summer afternoon,
making dinner in the kitchen. We'll just kind of have like a Bluetooth speaker and a DJ, and, you know, each person gets to play their favorite song at the moment, and you pass the phone along and you play your song, and it's a great time. We really enjoy it.
Our daughter is a big fan of what is his name? Harry Connick Jr. So she gets to play one Harry Connick Jr.
and if you let her, she would play the same Harry Connick Jr. song
every single time
it's her turn.
Yeah. So it's great. It's a great way to connect. And then along with music, you got to come dancing. You got to bring the dancing. And we have dance parties at our house, and it's fun because everyone knows mom's the best dancer. Though Grace is really, and dad is the worst dancer.
I am the worst. I get that title. I was just waiting for it to be bestowed unto
me.
Yes,
I'm sorry. This is our true confession time, but truly. Having the younger generation show the older generation some of the newer hip hop moves and the things that the kids are doing. And then it's fun to do the opposite is, you know, if you grew up during the twist or disco, show them your moves.
Yeah.
And get moving together, and you will end up laughing yourselves to death.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately for all of us, we're out of the Charleston phase. I think that age group might have gone on.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. When our grandkids come around, I'm going to show them the moonwalk for sure. Mm. That's my specialty is the moonwalk. So, okay, along with music, dancing, now you may have a group of grandkids that are not as type A personalities, I think, as our kids are and we are. So let's talk about some kind of quieter things, some crafts. And right now, what's super popular is the calligraphy writing, the brush stroke writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have some granddaughters that just love to kind of sit and color and to do that with them is awesome. And it's not that hard.
Well, and also that trend, too, just like adult coloring books. And there's great scripture coloring books out there now. And you could do a combination of, you know, coloring in the image behind the scripture. And then you could go over with a brush marker and kind of enhance or whatever the scripture writing is. You can really combine those
two
together.
That's excellent. And then also we were talking about, I mean, you may have yourself a little reader. And I think what would be a great idea is to come together on one of the classics. You know, they pick a book that you read as a child. And that they maybe haven't even heard about yet. A Call to Wild.
Where the Red Fern Grows.
Where the Red Fern Grows. Some of those, Huckleberry Finn, mm-hmm. which is really actually a pretty tough book. But, you know, pick a book that's appropriate for their age and reading level. And you can start to read it together. But here's the beautiful thing, is throughout and into the first half of the year, you all can FaceTime each other and write back and forth. Hey, this is the part I really liked, or what chapter are you on?
Didn't see this coming. Did you anticipate this change in the plot?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then you said it earlier, another great thing to do is to bring some games. Tell them to bring their favorite games, card games.
So what happens at our house when Amy's parents come visit is, I mean, it's already predestined. The Monopoly box is already out, and Papa Don is playing Monopoly nearly every waking moment.
Yes.
And the kids just love it, and he loves playing it. He was Parker's sister and part of that organization or club that played into the wee hours of the morning. And
they have their own additional set of rules.
Yes.
Which they have taught our children.
Unfortunately.
Yes. So I am not
a fan. As though there are not enough rules with most board games, they've had to enhance it with even more rules.
Yes. But it's great. It's great bonding
time. It's precious. Yeah.
It really is. I love that. And then, you know, we've kind of mentioned the technology, but I have to share, you know, we have a 100-year-old grandfather, and I think grandma's 96. I'm sorry, grandma, if you're not 96, if you're younger than that, but I think you're about 96. But they last year were given an iPad, and, you know, to be able to FaceTime the great grandchildren and to figure that out, and they push the buttons and they log on and they do that all themselves. And just to learn something that phenomenal of a technology, I mean, some adults have trouble FaceTiming,
right?
You know, is just awesome. And it's a great way to, you know, keep the distance, the miles, keep them closer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the same thing is true for like social media apps. I'm not a huge fan of a lot of those, but what it can do is it can connect, you know, the activities that go on in the grandkids' lives and the photos that you can get from that, and you are immediately transported to the soccer game you couldn't make,
or absolutely,
the recital you weren't a part of.
Because you don't post everything. I will sit often with my mom with my phone, and or she'll just take it from me and start looking through my photos because she knows I didn't post everything on Facebook or Instagram. And so she's like, oh, you know, when did you guys go up to the mountains? When, you know... or videos of Aiden playing baseball. I mean, those are awesome things. And then, you know, speaking of sports, you know, from the dawn of time, you can get a soccer ball and go out in the grass, or a football, and kick the ball around with your active grandson.
Or throw the football.
Throw the football. You may not want to kick it.
Throw the soccer ball, kick the football.
Absolutely. And then, you know, I think about Grace, and here's another just great tip for the holidays. You know, you're making all of these special recipes that are passed down from generation to generation. Why not take one extra step, write out a recipe card, bring your granddaughter or your grandson into the kitchen with you. We've got a whole rack of aprons that have been passed down from great grandmother to grandmother to my mom to me, and we put those aprons on like we're June Cleaver, and we cook together. And you can do that at any age, from 6 to 16, and then give them the recipe card so that they can one day bake with their children or make that special recipe with their family. So that's a great way.
Well, and when you pull it out, you know, 3 years from now or 10 years from now, and maybe you've lost your grandmother, you can instantly go back to that moment where you were at her side and she was showing you all the little subtle techniques that don't come across in a recipe.
Love that.
You have
I mentioned a scripture earlier. I want to close with Psalm 71:18. So even to old age and gray hair, O God, don't forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation and your power to all of those to come. And so we can't leave without saying that one of the most important things that you can do as a grandparent and an older adult is to speak of God's goodness in your life. Pass on that legacy of faith. They need to hear it from you. They need to know that God is a mighty God who is faithful and we'll walk with them all the way until our gray hair.
Right. I mean, you are instantly, in spite of the parents, you are the purveyor of wisdom. And as we know, our wisdom has evaporated with teenagehood and will sometime hopefully reappear. But, you know, those grandparents are endowed with that position of wisdom. And when they speak of God's goodness and God's work in their lives through challenges, through wars, it's a powerful, powerful testament to offer your children, your grandchildren.
Well, thank you for joining The Harvest today. And as always, check us out at seniorprovisions.com. Call us with any senior care questions you may have at 888-979-8783. And don't forget Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And as we head into the holidays, there is no greater provision than that sweet baby Jesus, God sent to save us. God bless and have a great week.